Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, our very special Father's Day edition. That was, of course, Eric Clapton, who, as a father, suffered one of the greatest losses you could ever suffer. I don't know how many of you people know that story, but it is a powerful one and a lesson to enjoy your kids and be grateful for their presence and be grateful for them throughout your lives. Our next segment is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. But before I turn it over to Pastor Drew, who has a story for us from the Bible, I want to share with him a couple quotes. One is a repeat of one I did earlier from Pope John the 23rd, who said, "It is easier for a father to have children than for children to have a real father." And another one that I like, I do not know this person. I'm not even sure I can pronounce their name right, but I'm going to try. It's from Anjaneth Garcia Untalan. "The greatest thing a father can do to his children is to love their mother." I think both quotes are really well worth noting. Pastor Drew, are you there?
I am. Both great quotes, Bruce.
Okay. I wanted to kind of inspire you for the story that I am looking forward to hearing that you're going to share with us.
Yeah, I'll get there in a moment, but I love that second quote because, it says so much to kids how a father loves their spouse. When kids see how much love that their mother receives from their father, it really shapes them in so many ways. And so that quote is a great one. I'll have to make sure I get that from you.
You will. I'd be happy to share it with you. I have often asserted many times that both moms and dads, the behavior that we model is what our kids see. And one of the most fundamental ones is how a father treats his wife and treats their kid's mother. And my father adored my mother for 73 years and worshiped her. And it was a model that I doubt I'll ever fully live up to, but I am certainly trying. And it's a model that I wish more families and kids had the blessing of having like I did. And I miss my father very much.
And it just goes to show how much you as a child saw how your dad loved your mom. And that shaped you so much, even for you to bring it up all these years later.
It's constantly on my mind, frankly, because I see so many marriages that are struggling and so many men and women that are more concerned about themselves than others. And my father was never concerned about himself. He was last in line. It was my mother came first and then the kids. And he was a great man. I will read a tribute to him in the last segment of the show.
So I guess to rephrase that quote, you could say, you know, if you want to be a good dad, then be a good husband.
It's perfect. That's exactly it.
I love it. Well, hey, I've got two quick proverbs to share with you. Solomon, King Solomon, as many people know, is referred to as the wisest man who ever lived. And I've got two quotes from him, both out of Proverbs 23. They're right back to back in verse 22 and then 24. The first one says, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old." So that's speaking to kids.
Very
and then the second one, King Solomon writes, "The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him." And it's said that Solomon is actually writing that directly to his father, which many people don't know is actually King David. So David and Goliath, and as David grew older, and became king, there's actually a phenomenal story about something that he does to his enemy's grandson before his son, King Solomon, who was referred to as the wisest man who ever lives, was born. So if you have a moment, I just want to share this story. I love
this. Please.
It's found in 2 Samuel 9. So this is after King David, his best friend Jonathan, who is the son of David's enemy Saul. So how odd is that? But both Saul and then Jonathan die. And so David wants to care for anybody that's living in Jonathan's family because now those two patriarchs are dead. Both Saul, the grandfather, and now Jonathan, the father, are both dead. So David asks around, he says, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And so they start to look throughout all the countryside, and they find this young boy. And it's a really hard name to pronounce, but it's Mephibosheth. What a name, huh?
Yeah.
So Jonathan names his son.
I don't think that's going to be in the top 10 list of baby names this year.
I don't think it will. Even after this show, I don't think it will get that popular. So Jonathan's son's name is Mephibosheth, and he is actually crippled in both legs. So they have to get him and literally carry him all the way to King David. And the story goes that they present Mephibosheth before King David, and Mephibosheth just lies down on the floor, arms prostrate, in humility and in honor to the king. This is now the king of Israel. And David says, "Get up, get up. I want to extend love and grace and mercy to you. You, your father, was Jonathan, my best friend. And so for the rest of your life, you will become part of my family. And you will eat at my table. And you will sit next to my sons." And so every meal for the rest of Mephibosheth's life, he was literally carried to that table. And he had a place of honor next to the king's sons.
Mm.
So in many ways, Mephibosheth, who was not blood related to David, in many ways was loved as a son and had the honor of sitting at the king's table. And so Solomon, then, a few years later, is then born into that family. So he grows up his entire life seeing this now older brother who's not blood related in his family. And I'm sure he asked at some point, maybe many times, you know, who is that? He looks different than my brothers. And I imagine his dad saying, "That is the grandson of my greatest enemy, the son of my best friend, and he's become like a son to me, and he's become your brother." And to think of all the dads out there who extend love on this Father's Day to not just their own blood, but whether it's a step family, whether it's an adopted situation, whether there's a friend who has died and they've taken in some of their family, I think that on this Father's Day, I would love to recognize them. And that's especially dear to me because I have such a hero in my life who I'm actually sitting across from the table right now. We're having lunch together, and it's my stepfather, who is my dad, Malcolm Edwards.
You've spoken of him often, and I think it's wonderful to honor him today.
Yeah, so on this Father's Day, I just want to tell him I love him, and I'm a better man because of him.
That's a beautiful thing to say, and I would urge all fathers to seek that goal, that your son or daughter, for that matter, thinks of you that way. The story you told reminds me of something I think is very important to recognize on Father's Day or any other day for that matter, which is blood is irrelevant to being a father. The inseminator, as it can be called, the person who actually made the baby, is just involved in one very short act. Being a father is a lifetime, and it has nothing to do with biology or blood.
I had a friend once tell me it's about the caring, not just the bearing.
That's a beautiful way of saying it. And on Father's Day, I think being a father is about your actions. It's about being there. It's about the hard times. It is about my father, who just persevered, worked his butt off all the time. Being a good father is all these things. And that is what we're going to take away, I hope, from this Father's Day. You've got me almost speechless, Pastor Drew, and it's a pleasure to hear you speak about your stepdad, Malcolm, that way, as you have on other shows. I thank you very much for joining me for this special show, Pastor Drew. Quickly tell our listeners where they could find you.
Yeah, again, Bruce, always a joy to be on your show, and if anybody wants to follow up, they can reach me through our church's website, which is calvarycc.org.
Ah, come on, tell us about your blog, though it's the longest name in history.
Yes, I know. It is wewillsinganewsong.com.
Wewillsinganewsong.com, where you can find much of Pastor Drew's brilliant writing. He's an eloquent and wonderful speaker as well. Thank you so much for joining me for this special Father's Day show, Pastor Drew.
Thanks again, Bruce. Happy Father's Day.
You too. I do have a very special Father's Day contest I want to remind you about. I know it's sort of late for Father's Day, but the prize is good any time of the year. You can win a copy of my new book, just out, called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, as well as a special edition poster created in honor of the book. All you have to do is visit my website, BruceAllen.com, and find a few things there. The first 10 correct answers will win a copy of my book and the poster. What do you have to find? Number one, my email address to write me the answers. Number two, the name of the star who is an Oscar-nominated director after a major career in television as an actor. And there's a photo of him with me back in the 80s. And finally, the name of my first A Dad's Point of View column, the title of which was inspired by a recent president's famous line. That's it. You know the answer to number one because that's a gimme. That's Bruce@BruceAllen.com because I always give you my email address. The rest you have to find at BruceAllen.com. Okay, it is time for a break. We will be back to continue with this Father's Day special on The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.